We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Melvin Latimer. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I am doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great myself. Let's talk about your new book, A Cry in the Dark, My Journey from Fear to Freedom. First question, where were you in your life when you decided to write a book like this?
Well, first of all, you know, I've always been one of those person who I consider to be a silent sufferer. Instead of really kind of sharing my personal feelings and my thoughts and, you know, how I felt about things, I always keep them sort of bottled up and keep them inwardly. So after years of going through this type of thing, you know, I decided to put paper to pen and sort of give my testimony of my journey from fear to freedom, and, you know, how I overcame being a silent sufferer, and how I overcame being such a personal person, and began to share my feelings and my pains and my frustration with other people.
A lot of times, men keep a lot of things to themselves, and they feel as if to be a man, society says, we shouldn't share among other men. We should just keep it to ourselves and just be a man. Why is it important to read a book like this?
Well, first of all, that's one of the main reasons that I wrote the book, because I wanted to kind of share with other men who are going through or who have gone through similar types of situation like myself. In my dedication page, you know, I dedicated to my brother, Charles, who was a Vietnam veteran. And when he came back from Vietnam, he just basically sort of went into isolation, didn't share his feeling, didn't share what's going on in his life. And not just him, but I've come to observe a lot of men who basically don't share what's going on with them. And so what happens, it sort of leads to self-destruction. It leads them to do things that they normally wouldn't do. So it's very important for a man to put aside his male ego, to put aside his you know, his masculinity, and just open and share with people like how he actually feels.
You started out talking about your father, Henry. Tell us about your relationship with your father.
Well, first of all, let me say that my dad was a great provider. There was nothing that we did not want, that he did not give us. But like his dad, he wasn't a communicator. He just basically didn't share his feelings, didn't share what was going on in his life. And so, you know, we sort of had a what I titled an unspoken relationship. You know, say we didn't talk about a whole lot of things until actually I became an adult. So it was kind of, you know, we didn't really communicate as a father and son would normally do. But to his credit, I have to say he was a tremendous provider, because there was nothing that we didn't want that he didn't provide for us. He just didn't know how to verbalize his feelings or what was going on in his life.
Why is it important to receive Christ-centered teaching?
Well, one of the things that kind of brought me out of my situation that I was in is when I really became a believer and I began to study the Word of God. And I found out that you know, I didn't have to suffer in silence. I could verbalize and reach out to other people. And not only that, but draw strength from the Word of God, you know, draw encouragement for the Word of God. So it's really important for men to have that type of foundation, because that will kind of help them to propel them to overcome various obstacles in their lives.
Is it hard to overcome that fear to get to freedom?
It can be, but I think the key for me was once I became in the knowledge of the Word of God and began to read the Word of God and to apply the Word of God, because it says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Once I began to learn those things and begin to apply them to my life, it made it easier for me to conquer my fears and to conquer those things that I felt that had held me bound for so long.
I noticed your book is an easy read. It's a good book to pick up, a good book for all men to have in their collection. You did, I believe, about 99 pages, and you could have done more. Why not more?
Well, actually, you know, I'm going to actually do a second edition to this book. I was on an editorial deadline to have this complete by a certain time frame, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to add some additional chapters. I'm going to also add some application of chapters as well. So look for a revised edition probably sometime the latter part of this year or about the first of next year.
Okay, I was enjoying the book, and I was like, okay, I need more.
more will be coming.
Our guest, Melvin Latimer, the book, Cry in the Dark. And as I said, it's a book that all men need to add to their collection and to read this book. And not only read it, when you finish reading it, share the book. Give it to someone. That's what I think. Where can they find this book? Where can they pick this book up?
They can find it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble online. And then they also can go to my website, which is www.moam.org, www.moam.org, and they can find the book there as well.
Now, I've been talking about men, but not only men. Would you like women, anybody to pick up? Who would you like to read your book?
Well, specifically men, but I think women can benefit from it too, because they can give them an insight into their husbands, their uncles, their grandfathers, their sons, their brothers. So basically, it's just not only for men, but for women as well, because I think I dedicated a chapter there called Me, Myself, and I, which kind of share about men and sometimes how we can be selfish and self-centered. And because of that, we can lose sight of what we really need to do.
Me, Myself, and I brings me to the next question. Who is Melvin L. Latimer?
Well, first of all, I am I'm a husband. I'm a father. I am a grandfather. I am a man that loves God and loves God's people. And I am just someone who just want to help other men in particular to kind of overcome some of the things that I went through. And that's why I shared my personal testimony. And I want to be very transparent so that the people can understand, hey, I'm not in this thing by myself. There are other people that are going through the same thing. And, if God can help them get free, he can help me too.
Once again, if folks want to reach out to you social media-wise, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. And my Instagram is Latimer Melvin. Instagram at Latimer Melvin. They also can find me on Facebook. And that's Melvin Latimer on Facebook. And again, they also can reach out to my website, which is www.moam.org.
It's our guest, Melvin Latimer, the book, Cry in the Dark, A Journey from Fear to Freedom. And it's always interesting and fun to talk to you, Mr. Latimer. Thank you very much for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
Thank you. That's our guest, Melvin Latimer, inside the Gospel Spotlight.